God is willing to make the sky break forth into rain in our lifetime if we have simple faith in Christ and trust His word to the letter. This is the focus for year 2016 December's retreat, themed The Divine Mode for Revival, held at Bethphage, Alata Village, off Ijebuode, Ibadan Road, Adebayo Idianyure, Ibadan, Nigeria. May the Lord bless your heart as you listen.
Builders, may we not be half wise, half foolish builders. Make us wise builders. Show us mercy. Our eyes of understanding, let it be enlightened. That we may rightly perceive the riches of thy grace. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Please be seated. Thank you very much. I want to thank the Lord again for granting us permission to be together at this hour of prayer. Our prayer is that the Lord will yet reach out to us at this hour in the name of Jesus. We are going to push further those issues which the Lord had started to raise with us. This hour prayer, while I press on the matter we are pursuing, I will, as it were, interject it with the mystery of His choice. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I have pushed the matter of grace to a point in the morning, or in the 9 o'clock hour prayer. I'm still going to push it further. Part of the scriptures that we need to look at is Leviticus. We're going to also look at Revelation. And if we still find it necessary, we'll still come back to Galatians and study further some few verses of the book of Galatians. But there is this passage which the Holy Spirit is raising in my heart in Leviticus. Which I would like to read to you, chapter 27. And I'm going to read from verse 30. I'll read on to verse 33. Those four verses will look like an interlude to what we have been looking at. Interlude. What is it? I don't know it too. Idanidurodi abi. Ilaji. Ilaji nisha. Ilaji called interlude. Idurodi. Idanidurodi to.
Idanidurodi si nkan ta tin so.
We will trust the Lord again. To take us through this trip and help us definitely our heart to perceive His word. And all the tithes of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy unto the Lord.
Ati gbogbo idamewa ile na iba se ti wupin ile na tabi ti eso igi ti oluwa ni mimo ni fun oluwa.
And if a man will at all redeem aught of his tithes, he shall add thereto the fifth part thereof.
Bi o ba se pe eyan ba wa pada wa ninu ohun idamewa re ki o si fi idamaun kun.
And concerning the tithes of the herd or of the flock, even of whatsoever passeth under the rod, the tenth shall be holy unto the Lord.
Ati gbogbo idamewa owe won tabi ti agbe won ani unkohun so ba koja labe opa ki ekewa ki o je mimo fun Oluwa.
And he shall not search whether it be good or bad, neither shall he change it. And if he change it at all, then both it and the change thereof shall be holy. It shall not be redeemed.
Ki o ma se yewo bi o je bebe tabi bubu be ni ohun ko godo pawo be bi o ba si se pe o pawo be ara inje ati ohun ati ipawo re yo je mimo.
May the Lord bless this word in our hearts in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I am going to be talking to you in continuation of what we're pursuing in the morning. It is becoming necessary in the heart of God to set us in the right mood for what is about to break forth.
O ti wa se pataki ni okan Olorun lati fi wa si ona to to lati wonu nkan ti o fe bujade.
It may not be possible for us to move in the same direction with God if we are not in the same mood with Him.
O le ma se se fun wa lati rin ni ona kan na pe Olorun.
The two cannot work together except they be agreed. It is not possible for the small cords that Jesus found in the temple to chase those who are selling and buying out of the temple, except those cords were twined together in agreement to form a whip. No, the cords. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. It is very important, therefore, for us to agree with God as far as what He's saying to us in order for what He wants to do to break forth.
Wa se pataki fun wa lati fi imo se kan pe Olorun.
Now, in Leviticus chapter 27, which we just read from here, the Lord was talking about the tithe of the land, And of the fruit of the tree. And the Lord said, it is holy unto him. And I don't think anybody should have problem understanding that. Because in Israel, part of what we are likely going to see eventually is that you can take away anything from an Israelite, you can't take away his right to redemption. He has right to be redeemed. He may lose everything. But he cannot lose that. And the Lord said, you can redeem your tithe if you want to redeem it. But you will still have to pay back adding fifth part of that tithe, which is 25%,
20%.
But suddenly, God came with something that cannot be redeemed. And that raised my curiosity a little. The Lord said, if it is about animals, livestock, and you want to pay the tithe, a rod will be set by the shepherd. And it will make the sheep to pass under the rod one by one to count them. He brings the rod to stop them, say one. He lifts the rod. And this one passes, he said two. He brings the rod down. Then he lifts it up, he said three. And then he brings the rod down. Once he gets to the tenth, that one belongs to the Lord. It is holy unto the Lord. And then he starts to count from one again. One, two. Once he gets to the tenth, the tenth belongs to the Lord. It is holy. But in verse
33,
something happened there, which I want to call your attention to as we approach the place of prayer. The Bible says, he shall not search whether it be good or bad. Neither shall he change it. And if he change it at all, then both it and the change thereof shall be holy. It shall not be redeemed. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We're talking about God's mercy. We're talking about his unbounded grace. We're talking about the choice of God and the mystery of his choice. A shepherd may be a very godly shepherd, quote and unquote, who loves God passionately. As he's counting, he notices that the ninth animal is a very big animal. And the tenth one is a sickly animal. The Then he says, all right, you wait. Number 9, go back to 10. So number 10, you be number 9. So that I take the sickly and I give God the good. That's a good heart. God said, let him not search whether it is good or bad. Whatever belongs to me belongs to me. I will not covet your big sheep and prefer to change your big sheep for my small one. The tenth one is holy. Either it is good or bad. To you, it's a bad animal. To me, it's holy. Can we read it in other translations? What are you reading, sir? So read verses 32 and 33. Do we have microphone for this brother so that we can trap his voice very well? All right. Thank you. Yes, brother. Verses 32 and 33. The Lord owns every tenth animal.
Of your herds and flocks. And other domestic animals.
All right.
As they pass by for counting.
All right.
33. The tenth given to the Lord shall not be selected. On the basis
Wait now. The tenth given to the Lord shall not be what?
Ikewa ti a fe fun Olorun a gudo mu abi ka yan.
Is it not good to select it?
She ko da ki yan ma mu nkan jade ni.
Shouldn't we give God a deserving animal?
She ko ye kan fun Olorun ni kan to joju to to si ni.
I am wondering in my heart, how did we get here? That God is talking to us about this. Why should God look towards your own direction and be speaking to you about a matter like this?
Kilo de ti Olorun fi wo bi ti wo wa to de nbe so nipa iwo on bayi.
There are questions going on my mind.
Opolopo ibeere lo nlo lokan mi.
Which I may not raise now.
Ti mo le ma so bayi.
And I don't know whether I will raise them.
Mi de mo boya ma menu ba won.
But I wonder in my heart.
Ṣugbọn mo wo ninu okan mi.
Looking at the kind of people that we are.
Ngba ti mo eyan ti a je.
If I don't know of yourself, I should know about myself.
Ti mi ba mo o ye ki mo ani.
Why should God counting and wanting to take for himself should say don't be selective when it comes to my own? Whatever is the tenth, either it is small, big, or errant. Errant. Don't pity me. Leave me with that. To you,
see what?
It is a bad animal. But to me, that's my choice. Brother,
the tenth given to the Lord shall not be selected.
It shall not be selective. Yes.
On the basis of whether it is good or bad.
On the basis, on the skill, on the experience of whether it is good or bad. Yes, brother.
And there shall be no substitutions.
Wait. What is substitute? I'm not hearing you. A replacement. Instead of. Substitute. Is it the same thing as alternative?
Yes, sir.
In this manner, in this matter, there is no alternative. This one has no alternative. In other things, I may have, but in this, that's my choice. And I won't change my mind. Listen carefully. The mystery of his choice. I wish I could open my heart to you now. But let's push this scripture further. Yes, brother.
For if there is any change made.
For if this shepherd tries to make a change. And he takes the good one to substitute the bad one, which is a good heart. Hear the Lord's verdict.
Then both the original and the substitution.
Wait. Which one is original? Number 10. Good or bad? Alright. We have come to a point where I need to tell you that God has made a choice, and you are his choice. Good or bad? Look, there may be better people, but they are not original. Better positioned, better fitting, men who are capable, and people are saying, Lord, look at this brother. He's better than the one you have chosen. The one you have chosen will disappoint you. He is unpredictable. So we dash you this good one. God say thank you. The one you gave me, is still a substitute.
He's
not the original. For this original, I will not change my mind. The mystery of his choice. Why am I talking like this? There is a need to prime your heart. We must be in the same mode with the Almighty. What God is about to do is hinged on his grace and not on the stamina of a man. What God is about to do is about his own choice, his own lot, good, and not on man's recommendation. I am pleading with God that he will make me to understand even what I am preaching about. That, look, I wonder in my heart what we are talking about, whether we have capacity to carry it. We don't. But God said, but I've made my choice. Any other one? After original, what do you have?
Once you have picked the original, every other thing left is nothing to reckon with.
Shinko loku.
China loku.
Is it by our works?
She ni pa ise wa ni.
Say no.
Ni be ko.
By my mercy.
Ni pa anu mi ni.
How can a bad animal?
Bawo ni anko bubu.
Change ownership. From being owned by man and
is
owned by God. And God is saying yes. I am not ashamed of the defect of this one. He remains my original choice. This one is without redemption. Nobody can take it away from me. This one cannot be changed. I have finally settled for this life. What can bring that to a man's life? Except God's mercy. Stand to your feet. We are pushing scriptures, no doubt. But we are getting to points where we just have to pray. Good hearts. Wrong acts. Say, Lord, I know a sister who is a better interpreter. God
said, well done for all this story.
This
is the one I've chosen.
Okay.
It's none of your business.
Teminu.
That's my choice. The one that is more eloquent. When it's not my own.
I will not covet another man's possession. I am satisfied with my own. And have you ever seen weaklings becoming strong when God comes upon their lives. Have you found men who looks very weak? But when God swoops upon their lives, a change comes. And the man who thinks he is strong looks so feeble when you compare them. This afternoon, even though it is a fearful thing that the Bible is saying here, that God has made his final decision, he has chosen this generation to witness revival, he has chosen you and I to be part of it. That brings fear in my heart. So if we disappoint him, what happens? If we refuse, where else will he be able to go? Look, there are some stories I feel I should not tell you. But again and again, as I prayed, as I meditated, those things will somehow, someone filter into my mind. Ten years ago, we killed a church. We started what we are doing. This 10th year, it behoves God to come to us with this matter. I was reading a scripture 10 years ago. I wrote a note that day, and I lost contact with it. 2006. We were preparing for retreat. Just like that. April retreat, that believer's retreat. I was somewhere praying. I was on my belly. And I have a small pad where I used to write revelations and instructions. It's always there in my Bible. I just picked it as I was praying. And I was flipping. Suddenly my eyes caught a revelation that I saw that day was the 10th year exactly. And it was that revelation that led to that retreat. That was the day I had Potter's house, and I didn't know for what. This is another 10 years. God has made a choice. Good or bad.
Oh, Danny, abi ko da.
You are in for it.
Iwo lo wa nbe fun.
I am in for it. Something definite is going to happen.
Nkan pato yo sele.
Am I making sense to you at all? Now, this will look like a small digression, but it's not. I don't want to bore you with stories because sometimes it's not important.
Gba mi ko se pataki.
What became the burden of this meeting? You know, I came from a journey. And I was tired. I woke up very early in the morning. Very early. And Somehow I just picked my phone. Because Potter's House has a WhatsApp platform.
I
have a group chat.
WhatsApp.
Yes. And then I was going through it. Now it is this same Femi that preached the message that led to the death of Good Report Ministries.
Femi Kano, to wasu, se a fi pa isle yen shan shan Good Report.
That posted a picture.
Ono lo tun wa fi awon kan sori be.
Of Apostle Ayo Babalola.
See, Apostle Ayo Babalola.
Standing on a table, whether to I think a tabili. Borrowed table.
E to ya, tabili to ya.
There was no giant tent like this.
Ko si nkan to da to tobi to ba nbe.
See speakers. See microphones.
Ewo gbon gbon.
See all kinds of equipment.
Ewo isisi nkan to wa nbi ba.
That man didn't have anything.
Iyen okunrin ko ni nkan kan.
Just stood on a table.
O kan do lo itabili.
The clothes he wore on
Asho
top
to
and
gan.
The one he wore down.
Iya o baba ba mu.
They were fighting themselves.
Asho to wo ko down.
I look at the people around.
Mo wa wo awon to yika.
They look like farmers.
Won da bi agbe.
And I wonder.
Mo wa wo
how God could break forth.
Ti Oluwa se le bu jade.
Through such men.
Nipase awon eyan bayi.
Simple ordinary men.
Awon eyan lasan.
Who simply trusted God.
Tan kan gba Olorun gbo.
Right there.
Nibe.
I could not control my tears.
I was just crying.
Say, Lord,
Moni Oluwa,
how will you trust simple men like this?
Awon eyan bayi lasan.
And you cannot trust us.
So gbekele won to le gbekele awa.
That money I couldn't be part of the family altar.
Ni ago joy yi mi o le wa
la. I was lying down, I was just crying.
Mo kan dubule mo kan sunkun.
I was praying, I was crying.
Mo sunkun mo de n gbadura.
And I heard the Lord.
Mo si gbo Oluwa. Dide.
Go and ride the burden of the retreat.
Aloko ipago yi.
And I stood up.
Mo si dide.
Pick my laptop.
Mo gbe laptop.
Now just writing.
Mo de n ko.
That's the burden of this meeting.
Nkan to mo eruwo ipago yi wa ni.
God has made a choice.
Oluwa ti yan yiyan.
You are blessed to be part of it.
O je alabukun fun lati je ara re.
I could talk about your inconsistencies.
Mo le ma so nipa ise dede re.
But where inconsistencies abound.
Nipa ibi ti ise dede wa.
Grace.
O girl.
Much more abound.
O wa be ju be lo.
It's about God's choice.
Oh, that yin Olorun.
I could preach message that will make you cry now.
Mo le wa suta mo osukun nisin.
You will shiver to repent of your sin.
Wa gbon lati
ma. That's not the problem.
Ki se wahala niyan.
But
sugbon
there is a rod of the shepherd here.
Opa opa oluso
that is counting.
Tonka.
And this is the tent.
Eleke wa ni.
This is his choice.
Yin be ni.
Good or bad.
Oh, da bi ko
da. Search. No selection. My own choice. And it is irredeemable. What it means that nobody can take you away from God's
hand.
He has decided to do something with your life. He has decided to own you and possess you for himself. Now listen. Okay, let me leave it.
You know,
there are certain things when they crop up in my heart.
I
feel like just releasing it. Sometimes I feel no.
It's not every clothes I need
some.
It's only a man that says everything that has that is on his mind.
Obey.
That's what the Bible says.
No man swears or tongue.
It's only a foolish man that says everything that is on his mind.
Tell him about no man sorrow.
If somebody says I'm
broke, weary,
he's a man fellow.
Look.
Whoa.
Is somebody saying you are good for nothing?
Telling company o ti e wulo fun kankan.
That's true.
Otoni.
But you are good for his choice.
Ṣugbọn o wulo fun yiyan be. O da fun yiyan be.
Just worship God.
Can
we are going to pray, but I just feel worshiping. Worship the one who made this choice. Don't you think you should thank him? This 10th year, 2006, we slaughtered Good Report Ministries. This is 2006.
2016.
Something happened on the 10th year in 2006.
Good Report Ministries
died. And Potter's House came alive. This time around, something is going to happen. Something is going to happen. You are blessed to be part of it. God brought you here for something. I've seen people that I never knew could come. God dragged you here to make you part of what he wants to do. Good or bad?
Because
leave that alone. What's your business about that? He said it's not knowledgeable. It's not knowledgeable. He said leave that.
Only fiye sile.
He said he's handicapped.
Only I've been only.
That's my choice.
Only a team on your knee.
That's my choice.
Hey, you know me, yeah.
What are you going to do about it?
You know, best you see.
I have chosen him.
Motin yon.
I have chosen her.
Motin yon.
So, what will you do?
You know, I should see.
And I'm not going to substitute it.
Mi o si ni pa awa we.
Any other thing you bring.
Onko mi to ba mu wa.
Is fake.
Aye de wu ni.
This remains the original.
Ele ni oju lowo.
Lord, you must bring help to us.
This
my spirit that argues with you must be quiet.
This
my spirit that seems to know better than you do must be still.
This
spirit that is saying is holier than God should be quiet. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetness frame. I will only lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus.
Lord, I thank you for making your choice. Thank you for drafting me in. Thank you for not throwing me off. Thank you. Thank you because you didn't allow my substitution. People will have substituted me. In fact, some had substituted me. You only stood your ground. That you are not going to receive any substitute. This is the 10th year. Use your choice. It is your choice.
Jesus.
Bring this prayer point to close. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Would you like to pray? And say, oh my heart, be satisfied with God's choice. Do not listen to people who have better alternatives. Listen to God who has no alternative. Some say, I am worthless. That's true. I am worthless. But not less than your choice. You have chosen me. Help my heart to agree. Help this simple faith to rise within me. I can't see it, but I can believe it. It looks like a promise, but I choose to believe. Let it be counted for righteousness for me. This is God's choice. This is God's choice. Would you like to pray like that? My heart, you must pray. You must help. To agree with your choice. Oh, my heart, be quiet. You can't be holier than God. Oh, my heart, be still. You can't know better than
Jehovah.
You can't know better than your maker. Just be still. And accept God's choice. He chose Ayo Babalola.
Oyan Ayo Babalola.
He was not educated.
Ko kawe
kurun tuni. Good or bad.
O da bi ko da.
That was God's choice.
Nkan ti Olorun yan niyan.
And he moved nations through that man.
O si wa mu mi orilede titi nipasẹ.
What God did through him.
Nkan ti Olorun se nipasẹ
re. He still speaking to today.
O yin fohun titi doni.
And that man in his grave.
His
bone has quickened our deadness. Though dead, yet speaking. Because he was God's choice. He was not the best material.
But
God had no better choice. Lord, please help me to relate with this truth. If I must function in what you are saying, help me to receive thy word. Simple faith in your word will help me so much about this matter.
Lord, help me. 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 In the name of Jesus. Only Father, you will help me.
Will you bring this prayer point to close? In Jesus' name we have prayed. Would you like to say to the Lord? All shepherds that want to substitute me, please do not agree with them. There are men who are shepherds who want to be shepherd over and above God. That they have become God. They have become rule, standard. Lord,
Oluwa,
don't let them succeed. in making the original substitute.
Lati soju lowo di pasepao.
Lord, you have made your choice.
Oluwa o ti yan yan re.
I'm not going to throw it away.
Mi o ni judanu.
I'm not going to contaminate it.
Mi o ni baje.
But every shepherd.
Sugbon gbogbo oluso.
Around me.
To yi mi ka.
I want to turn that around.
Ton fe yi yen po.
Lord, do not agree with them.
Oluwa ma ma fi mo sokan o.
In the name of Jesus.
No ko Jesu.
It's our prayer.
Adura wa niyan o.
It's our prayers.
Adura wa niyan.
Lord, you will not just agree.
Olorun ma ma won fi mo sokan ma gba.
You will not just accept.
O kan ni gba.
Any shepherd.
Oluso.
Who want to change and substitute me?
To fe pa o mi.
Lord, you will not allow it.
Olorun ma gba won laye.
Either in his prayers,
boya ninu adura re ni o,
or in his subtle counsel,
abi ninu imo won e,
or in his subtle moves,
abi ninu awon yenge ete re,
or in by his action,
abi nipa ise re,
or by the words of his mouth,
abi nipa ogo to tenu e jade.
Lord, I ask you,
Oluwa mo be,
do not allow,
ma gba laye,
let your choice stand.
Je ki yan e ko duro,
and stand by your choice.
Ko si duro ti yan re.
Would you like to bring this prayer point to a close? In Jesus' name we have prayed. Will you pray for your family? The Lord, you made a choice in this family.
Ninu idile.
God has chosen a man.
Olorun ti yan
among the sons of the Jesse.
Ina omo Jesse.
But Jesse said no.
Jesse ni a.
I have better ones.
Mo ni awon to daju ele lo.
He presented them.
O wa mu won jade.
Eliab the first.
Eliab ala koko.
So the Lord has not chosen this.
Olorun ni mi o ti yan ele.
Number 2.
Ela ikeji.
So I have not chosen.
O ni mi o ti yan o.
But I'm not, it's not a crime for me to look at the albums.
Kisheshe fun mi lati ma wo won.
They are just photo.
O kan je awon lasan.
I can check them.
Mo kan le ma wo won.
And when he check all the albums.
Ngba to wa wo gbogun awon awon to wa nbe.
So I've seen the album.
Oni mo ti wo won, mo ti mo se ri.
Can you get me the original?
Ba mi mu oju lowo wa.
Lord.
Oluwa.
Either in the family.
Boya ninu ebi.
Or in the spiritual family.
Abi ninu ebi ti ti emi.
Where they think I cannot be your choice.
Bi ton ti wo pe mi o le je yiyan re.
Lord, all the alternatives they present.
Gbogbo pasipa o ti won mu wa.
You will reject.
Wa ko won.
Until the original comes.
Titi di ojulowo yo fi de.
There cannot be a choice.
Ko le si yiyan.
Go ahead and talk to the
Lord. So fun Oluwa be.
In the circle of men, of my family, spiritual, physical, we have been relegated to the background. And they feel that I cannot be part of God's choice. Lord, I pray that you will reject all. And you will accept the only choice you have. And that is me, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
No, we call Jesus.
You would like to bring your prayer point to close. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Jesu Oluwa.
We have chosen to follow you.
Ati yan lati tele o.
Even though we don't know yet where you are going.
Bo se je pe a mo bi to nlo.
As we are following you.
Chigoba ashe ntele o.
We see light coming towards us.
Agi mole ton ton siwa.
Lord, if I am your choice.
Oluwa ti mo ba je yiyan re.
Then I choose your choice.
Mo wa yan yiyan re.
If we are your choice.
Ta ba je yiyan re.
We also choose your choice.
A na so wa yan kan ti o yan.
We agree with you.
A fi mo sokan pelu e.
That we
pe awa
be part of what you want to do.
A ja nkan ti o fe
se. This 10th year.
Ni odun kewa yi.
In the name of Jesus.
No, for Jesus.
All alternatives.
Gbogbo pasipao.
All substitutions.
Gbogbo ao.
Will not replace the original.
Koni gba ipo oju lowo.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.
We hope the message has blessed and challenged your heart to a closer walk with God. For further inquiries, contact Porter's House Christian Mission, located at Bethphage, Alata Village, off Ijebu-Ode, Ibadan Road, Adebayo, Idiayure, Ibadan, Nigeria. You can call this number, 0814-781-8006. Send your email to media@theportersmission.org or check our website, www.theportersmission.org, and our Twitter handle is @SparksOfRevival. God bless you.